God made the world and all its wonders for man to explore. And there are countless wonders just outside your front door. Now join natural world photographer and journalist Roger W. Downs as he shares the stories of the people, places, music, and cuisines he has discovered as we explore with RWD.
Welcome on into the very first episode of Explore with RWD. I'm Roger W. Downs, or RWD. I answer to both. And this is our very first episode, so I'm very excited about this. And I wanted to make it special for you and tell you about a location that I think is amazing. It's located in Western North Carolina in the Blue Ridge Mountains, just off of Interstate 40 at the Old Fort exit, and that is Catawba Falls. Now, when I discovered Catawba Falls, it was through a conversation I had with a food stylist during a food shoot I was on with Ingles Markets. His name's Michael McMurtry, and Michael said, have you ever been out to Catawba Falls? And I've been to a lot of different waterfalls throughout the Pisgah National Forest in Western North Carolina, and I said, no, where's that? He goes, you've never been to Catawba Falls? No, where is it? He said, we got to look it up. I was like, okay. So I jumped on Google on my phone, and all these amazing photographs came up of Catawba Falls. And I thought, ooh, I've got to get there. And I made a decision right then that the next morning, bright and early, I was going to make my trek out to Catawba Falls. But it was going to have to be early in the morning because you don't want to have to edit out anybody else climbing all over the waterfalls from your photographs after you've taken them. So I packed up my gear later that night, got it all set to go, and set my alarm for 3 o'clock in the morning. And it came really, really early. I grabbed my bag, got my gear on, and jumped into my truck and headed off for the hour drive. When I arrived to the parking area, it was completely dark. I looked down into the forest, watching where the path led through the wood. And I thought, it's only me out here. And it's really dark in there. And I don't think that you're really sensible if you don't think for a second, I could very possibly run into a big old black bear, maybe a mountain lion, maybe, if they're actually in this area. There's all sorts of legend about it, but I've never seen one myself. And that's what concerned me a little bit, but I still gathered up my walking stick, grabbed my flashlight, put on my headlamp, and off I went, all by myself, trekking that 2 miles in to Catawba Falls. And I'm going to be the first one to tell you, I'm not in the greatest of shape. So going up and down those hills for 2 miles wore me out just a little bit. But as I trekked in to the very last couple of feet, and I broke through the brush to that basin at the foot of the falls, it was all worth it. If you've ever seen the James Cameron movie, Avatar, that is what Catawba Falls looks like first thing in the morning, right about June. I just stood there for a little while watching the cascading waterfall come down through the moss and the greenery and all the floral that was all scattered through that waterfall. I almost forgot why I was there, because I was so awestruck by it. And I thought, ooh, I've got to capture this before the light disappears. So I grabbed my camera, put the tripod down in the water, and I knew I was going to have to get soaked. So I was up to my knees in my hiking boots and blue jeans in the water to be able to capture the shot that you'll probably be able to see at explorewithrwd.com. It was amazing. After capturing several shots, so I could decide which one I wanted when I got back home to be able to share with you, I just took a moment, sat on a large rock there all by myself, drank a little bit of water, and thanked God for the opportunity. The opportunity to be able to just enjoy his artistry and the beauty of Catawba Falls. If you get the chance, put it on your list of places to visit for next summer. You have to go there. Take your sweet thing with you. Take your children. Take your dog. I guarantee it is worth the 2 mile hike into the forest. And it's easy to find, and the hike really isn't that bad. Of course, I was lugging in about 40 pounds worth of camera equipment. Unless, of course, you've got your child on your back, you'll probably have a much easier experience of hiking into the falls. It is so worth it. But you know what's really interesting is that that hike could have been illegal. As a matter of fact, it was about 20 years earlier. It would have landed me with trespassing charges if it hadn't been for Tom Kenny and the Foothills Conservancy. And Tom's going to join us coming up next to tell that story.
Don't wander off now. Explore with RWD will be right back after this. That wasn't too bad now, was it? Welcome back to Explore with RWD.
So we've been talking about Catawba Falls and just the majesty of that waterfall in the Pisgah National Forest, but it wouldn't be available to us if it hadn't been for the Foothills Conservancy. And Land Protection Director Tom Kenny is on the phone with me to give us that story. Tom, thank you for joining us on the program. I really appreciate your time.
You're welcome. It's great to be here and speak with you and your audience.
So let's talk a little bit about Catawba Falls, because once upon a time, even though it was in the Pisgah National Forest, it was semi-illegal to walk in. Why was that?
Yeah, you're right. While the waterfalls were located on approximately 1,000 acres, basically there were some private properties where the road ended in McDowell County near Old Fort, and it was a private property that the old road and trail to Catawba Falls was located on. And while I wasn't with the Conservancy in the 1990s, from what I gathered from local residents and people that have lived in McDowell County and visited the waterfall, is that the landowner initially allowed the public to cross his property to get to the waterfalls, but when people started trying to drive up there or following the old road and leaving trash, and he felt like he needed to, you know, end the access, end the permission. So there was a number of years in which the public was no longer able to get to it, and we became aware of the situation. Fortunately, I was able to contact the landowner who still owned this property at the end of the road, and he was retired at the time, but I remember going up to meet him in Black Mountain and talk with him about our interest to try to find a solution so that the public could, again, be able to get to Catawba Falls and enjoy them.
I was going to say, I can't really blame the landowner, though, because if people were trashing his property, and I've been a former landowner where people have done that, I could see why you might get a little agitated.
Yeah, you know, it's very understandable, and, you know, unfortunately, all it takes is some folks, some users to do that, to really kind of create a bad taste in anyone's mouth for letting the public, you know, use your property. And you can certainly sympathize with landowners that feel like, you know, their willingness to let people use their property is not being, you know, respected.
So now you got involved with chatting with this landowner and then were able to strike a deal to be able to purchase that property. When did that happen?
We actually ended up working with his sons because the retired landowner passed away, but it was 2007 and we did reach a deal to purchase the property. We knew it was a high priority and we had been communicating with the U.S. Forest Service about it. They were very excited and definitely willing to partner with us and wished us success. So after some negotiations and work that we had to do, we did reach an agreement. And then the hard work began of trying to raise the funds to buy the property. The landowners, the two sons, for example, didn't want to just wait what typically can be several years or longer to see if public funds might be secured for the property. they were willing to give us a certain amount of time. And so we recognized quickly that private funds would be essential to be able to close on the deal.
And how did you go about raising the funds for that?
We've always been very blessed and grateful to have some great donors and supporters of Foothills Conservancy. And in particular, we had a strong supporter who had the means to make larger gifts. And I invited him out to see the property, look at the waterfall, and just try to explain the project, what we were trying to do. And he really felt it was a great opportunity, a great project to support. So we were able to raise the money for the purchase of the property from this individual. And then we were able to buy the property. And it's really folks like that that make conservancies like Foothills Conservancy able to act quickly to secure properties. Otherwise, public agencies have to wait until public funds are appropriated, which, as I said before, sometimes can take years.
Or even decades in some cases, from what I understand.
Yeah.
So that was awesome that he was able to donate that gift to be able to give all of us access to the falls. And I don't want to name him, of course, but I would like to publicly thank him because Catawba Falls is beautiful. And I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Avatar, but when I walked in there for the very first time to photograph it, because everybody was telling me about it because I'm a nature photographer, I walked up on it when I feel like I've just walked into a James Cameron movie.
It really is. I agree. And you know, there are actually two separate falls on the Pisgah National Forest property. And the lower falls is what most people see. And, you know, of course, today, and maybe Roger, you've been up there or know folks that have been up there. But after we transferred the property to Pisgah National Forest, a parking area, a trailhead, and a trail was constructed up to Catawba Falls, which now makes it easy for all kinds of folks to get up there. There is a little more challenging is trying to reach the upper falls on the property. And it's actually the old way up there was quite dangerous. One could easily fall and get hurt, twist an ankle. But, you know, based on my understanding, the Forest Service is trying to work to reroute a trail and construct a trail so that people can also see the upper falls. But yeah, both are really amazing and beautiful, and they're so convenient for people to enjoy. Just off Interstate 40 there in Old Fort, a few miles later, you're on the trail on your way to Catawba Falls.
Yeah, I always joke with people when they ask me, when they see the photo that I took, they go, how do I get there? Is it a huge hike in? I said, it's about 2 miles. All you got to do is make a right at the McDonald's. So,
yeah.
What three things would you say people need to know about Catawba Falls before going in to visit? I mean, there's something that they should know before walking that trail?
Yeah. Well, just like any hiking trail that is in near creeks and mountainous terrain, make sure you got proper shoes and footwear. You don't necessarily need to have fancy hiking boots, but if you're wearing sandals or just more street shoes, you might have a little difficulty crossing some of the rocky surface of the trail. And there used to be creek crossings, but I know now that the Forest Service has constructed a bridge or two to help people get to the waterfall more easily. It's always recommended that people take water all times, even if you think it's not that far. Sometimes people get turned around. They might wander off the trail and have a hard time finding it. And it's always good when you're away from your car to have water and a snack and proper clothing, particularly if they're calling for a chance of rain. It's not right. Comfortable to be rained on and have to walk in hours with wet clothes. But those are the things I would recommend. The trail is pretty well marked. Maps are always a good idea, too, just in case. But fortunately, this trail is pretty obvious. You just need to pay attention, and you shouldn't have any problem getting to the Catawba Falls.
Yeah, it was pretty easy when I walked in, and I went in first thing in the morning, so I literally started walking down that trail about 5 o'clock in the morning in the dark with a flashlight, and I was able to easily find the falls. So if you go during the day where there's a plentiful light, you should be able to find it relatively easy, at least I would imagine.
Yeah, I agree.
So I do know that the Foothills Conservancy is always active in trying to attain new properties to allow people to get out into nature. So can you talk about some of the other projects that you guys are currently working on?
Yeah, I can definitely think of some projects. Both involve new state trails established in North Carolina, the Fauna Flora Trail, which generally is planned to go from Morganton, North Carolina, to Asheville eventually.
Oh, wow.
And then second, the Wilderness Gateway State Trail, which has a planned route to connect Hickory in Catawba County to Chimney Rock State Park. That trail, if and when constructed, would span probably 30 or 40 miles. So it could provide a variety of public trail opportunities. Right now, we are already at work with North Carolina State Parks and other partners to acquire land necessary for the route or easements across private property. But there is still some work we have to do, particularly as we work our way toward Chimney Rock State Park. We could really use support and any help and contributions folks may be interested to give to help secure the property or easements necessary to complete this trail. We hope that within 2 to 5 years, we'll be able to complete this work. Then we would seek to work with state parks and other partners to actually raise funds to build and construct trail. It would probably occur in stages, but we hope that actually the first segment of the Wilderness Gateway State Trail in McDowell County, we might secure the funds begin that work within 2 years.
Oh, wow.
That would at least get people out on the trail and begin to realize what this new state trail offers. I'd like to speak also about the Fauna Flora Trail. So we are working with McDowell County and other partners, the town of Old Fort, to right now build 3 miles of trail for the Fauna Flora Trail that is located along Old Highway 70 west of the town of Old Fort. This is part of an effort to connect Old Fort to Pisgah National Forest, including the existing Point Lookout Trail that is very commonly used and popular either from the Ridgecrest and Black Mountain direction or from Old Fort. For example, mountain bikers, hikers, and other walkers can use the old Highway 70 roadbed to travel up the Blue Ridge Mountains to Pisgah National Forest. Really breathtaking scenery as well, and including, you know, views of some railroad tunnels, the rail line that's still in place to connect the Piedmont in North Carolina up to Asheville, North Carolina.
Well, that sounds just amazing. So when people donate funds, they know that it'll go to a trail that they, their children, their friends, their neighbors could all use. Is there a way for them to also possibly volunteer their time or just physical labor? Because I know some people might want to be involved in that, but just don't have the funds to be able to donate to the cause.
Yeah, we do have an active group of volunteers and regular opportunities for people to get involved. And sometimes, well, usually the volunteer tiers are helping us do things out on the conservation lands we've protected. They're helping us to trim trails, clean up certain areas of the property that might have some old trash on them. But usually it's things like weeding and just trimming branches to make the properties easier for the public to enjoy. Other volunteer activities that we hope become more frequent in the future are actually going to involve trail maintenance and, you know, activities to help put the finishing touches on new sections of trail and to maintain them. Trail maintenance is really an essential part of keeping up our public trails, and so we're going to rely on a group of volunteers to help us with these maintenance needs and responsibilities over time. But I would say we are definitely interested in volunteers. That is a great way for more people to help Foothills Conservancy in the work that we do to both acquire and manage lands, conservation lands, but also to help maintain these trails I've been talking about.
Well, yeah, because the forest will swallow them right back up if we don't.
That's right. You know, it doesn't take long either. You know, a couple of years of missed maintenance can really overgrown trails. The vegetation in our mountains, as many of your listeners may know, it grows pretty quickly, particularly when we have abundant rain like this past year. So, so that just makes for a more pleasant trail experience too. Nobody likes to walk through blackberries and briars and things that can quickly grow and grow into the pathway of our trails.
So how would someone volunteer? I mean, how would they get in touch with the Foothills Conservancy, or are there different groups they need to reach out to?
Well, folks can find us on the internet. Just search on Foothills Conservancy. We have a Facebook page. We're on Twitter. Follow us. You can contact us at our phone number, 828-437-9930, and ask about volunteer opportunities. We have a list of folks, and we, you know, usually if you provide your email address, we can let you know about good opportunities and ways to get involved. Again, we're easy to find, foothillsconservancy.org, or the phone number I gave.
Really quickly, if someone wanted to make donations on a regular basis, is there a program for that as well?
Yes, our website has a donate button on it that makes it really easy for folks to give. And I would point people to our website, foothillsconservancy.org. We really do rely on the contributions and support from many members in our 8-county land trust region. It helps us acquire and conserve more land, and it helps us embark on these public trail projects.
Well, Tom, I want to thank you and Andrew Cota, and also Sophie and everyone else at the Foothills Conservancy for maintaining those trails for us to enjoy, because I love, absolutely love getting out into the forest. It just recharges my batteries, which I'm sure it probably does for you and many others. And without folks like you dedicating your time and your efforts to being able to keep that up, we would be, if you will, hacking through the brush on a regular basis.
Thank you very much, Ross.
Of course, and it makes all the difference for all of us. So again, Land Protection Director Tom Kenny from the Foothills Conservancy. Tom, thank you so much for your time today. I truly appreciate you.
We're glad to speak with you. It's been, I've enjoyed it. Thank you.
No wonder off now. Explore with RWD will be right back after this.
As we wrap up the very first episode of Explore with RWD, I just want to take a moment and thank you personally for listening in. It means the world to me. And I'd love to hear from you as well. If you have an idea of a place that I should go explore, or if you just have some comments, please leave us a voicemail when you visit anchor.fm/explorewithRWD. You can do it either on your cell phone or with a microphone right off of your computer. I would love to hear from you. And again, special thanks to Tom Kenny from the Foothills Conservancy for his time earlier today on the podcast. We really, truly appreciate him. And please get involved either as a volunteer or by making small or even large monetary donations to the Foothills Conservancy to open up the trails throughout Western North Carolina, the Blue Ridge Mountains, and even into the Smokies. Get outside and enjoy God's artistry. That's where I recharge my batteries. Please get your kids out of the house and enjoy what God has put before us. And before I go, one last thing. If no one else has told you this yet today, I love you, and I know the good Lord above loves you. He's promised you that, so make sure to count your blessings. Life truly is good, even in these difficult and challenging times. So until next Monday, peace, love, and coon dogs, y'all.
Thank you for listening. Visit us online at explorewithrwd.com to discover more about Roger, his photography, podcast, and adventures. Or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at explorewithrwd. Remember, we didn't inherit the earth from our parents. We borrow it from our children. May God bless you and yours. Now get outside and go explore. Explore with RWD is produced by Downs Media Incorporated. All rights reserved.